This is HICF Ministries. We pride ourselves as a home away from your home country, a home away from your heavenly home, a home where Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. Yes, it's a home where the living word is shared, word for word, in truth and in love. You are invited to stay tuned. Listen to the Word of Life brought to you by HICF Ministries. And now, Elder George.
Amen. 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 We thank God for the day, but I disagree with the MCs. You didn't tell us you are giving us a spicy menu. That was really spicy. Can we put our hands together for all the ministrations? I don't have the time. Can I have the flyer? I believe, I don't know. Today I was just feeling that the message has not been preached ever like this before. The message was so powerful from the beginning. When we say Easter, and we say we are celebrating Easter, what does it really mean? I believe the core of the message has already been preached from the beginning. So I believe you were flowing through. I would like to mention all of them, you know, every single of them, but we didn't have that time, so that we can put our hands together for all of them. Amen. Can put our hands together for all the ministration through the songs, the worshiping. It was spicy, but it was nice as well, right? It was nice through the dance, the drama. It was clear. The message was clear through the art, the visual art, perfect and clear. Visual art was perfect and very clear. I'm no longer who you think I am. Very clear. Amen. And the dance ministry, that was powerful. And we thank God for the MCs. Amen. I'm not giving thanks, but I'm just saying that the message has been preached already. I want to use this opportunity to thank God for our pastor, the senior pastor of this house, in absentia. I want to appreciate him and thank him. Amen. Can we put our hands together for our pastor who sent us a message? Amen. I want to thank God for mom as well. Amen. For mom and everybody who is working behind the scene. Amen. On days like this, you can see the pressure. There were people working behind the scene. I want to appreciate God and thank God for the media team working so hard, man. Working so hard. Amen. Working so hard. So I believe Easter, you are here as a Christian, so I believe you already know about Easter. And you have heard about Easter many times, right? Many times and many times. So when we are back again about Easter, what really is it about? What again that have I not heard or seen about that? So, of course, the long story, I'll be coming back to Mom's song. Right? So I just want just a little emphasis about the entire Easter. Just a little emphasis. And I'm believing God that is the real essence of Easter. That's the real essence of what? Celebrating Easter. Celebrating Easter. Amen. Otherwise, it would have been a ritual, a tradition, which is a waste. It's going to be a waste if it's a tradition. Because Easter has only one purpose. Next slide, please. Only one purpose. All right. So we already have the sermon scripture reading. The next one, please. And we know the theme of our Easter this year, which is talking about the risen, celebrating the risen Christ in me. Perfect. Celebrating the risen Christ inside of me. In me. Right. Celebrating the risen Christ in me. So we'll be really emphasizing all that. That's Mom was already singing this song, right? Mom already singing this song for us when she came for the welcome. And we know the entire message from the birth. And Mom was saying that he's no more there. And then the last Sunday, we were doing Palm Sunday, singing Hosanna, welcoming the king to Jerusalem. He is going to be our king, right? As Israelite, as his disciples, as everybody those times, thinking that he was coming to deliver Israel from the hand of Romans. That's the reason why they were singing Hosanna. So I believe, or I don't know why you are singing, or you were singing Hosanna, right? So from there, we know how he went to the cross. And as Mom was saying, he didn't stay at the cross. And the spoken word, that was another spicy one, was saying that it was not the nails that held him there. It was love that held him there. Right? So we know that he didn't stay there, and he went to the grave, buried with sinners. Right? So, but we know that he is no more there at the grave. He's no more there in the grave. In the third day, he rose again. Later on, we'll be coming because that thing must be made clear. We'll be reading some scripture about from Paul, making emphasis that we are here again. Another person is just walking by and say, "Do you really believe in that?" It will be a shock that a Christian will still have not sure about the resurrection of Christ. Then the Christianity will come to a waste. We have given our life to it, our head to be cut for it. Amen. So he rose on the third day, and he ascended, and he is at the right hand of the Father. So yeah, next one, please. So just an emphasis on the risen Christ, on the risen Christ, right? So this is a sermon scripture that we read already. So I want to read it, and I'm thinking that if we want to take some time to, you know, let's do scripture, let's, you know, the celebration, we thank God for the celebration, but let's kind of break it down and look into some scripture and see what the Lord has for us. So this is a theme scripture for the season, and also for the sermon scripture today, right? So Galatians chapter 2 from verse 20, verse 40 say, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." These are some of the scriptures, but I think that it needs to take time to break it down and look into what Paul is really saying, what scripture is really saying over here, right? Of course, we will not have time to do all that, so maybe we just take snaps and take pieces of it. So the second line here is saying that the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So it looks like I have been crucified. It looks like there was an old life, and now Paul is saying that the life that I now live, it looks like there is a new life. There is a new life that I should be living. There is a new love that I have now. There is a new life that he's talking about. So here the emphasis is about the new life. The new life. You can also call it the new creation, or the recreation, right? Or the recreations, or the new life. So the emphasis today about Easter, about my word, will be on the new life. On the new life. So anybody who is talking about new life, maybe it means that there is an old life, right? There is an old life, and there is a new life. So or a new creation. So there was a creation, right? And there is a new creation. There was an old creation, and now there is a new creation. So I'm thinking that today we might have some time. Let's go back and go through it and see where it all started from. The next slide, please. Where it all started from. Well, let's see the creation, right? All the old creation, if you might call it. And then we will go into the new creation. So of no other place than Genesis, talking about the new creation. This is just to give some references. In Genesis chapter 1, we know that God said, "Let us make man. Let us make man. Let us make man." So we will not have time to read all of that. In chapter 2, then he's saying, so if you can see in chapter 1, he was already saying that, "Let us make man. Let us make man in our own image." You know that, right? I didn't bring all of it. In our own image, in our own likeness, okay? My really prayer today is that all this, I'm going to jump over many bridges. I pray that I don't feel like swimming and go and drown into those waters. Just jump over them lightly and go on. Amen. So that alone is a bridge on its own, is a message on its own, that a goat is original, right? If you see a goat and you see another goat, that's original. But what about man? Man created in the image of man? No. No. Man created in the image of God. What do you think? Man created in the image of angels. That's not bad. That's not bad. But man created in the image of God. I'm thinking that that's a real project. That's a real thing. That should not be taken lightly. Now, we move to the chapter 2 in the creation there. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. So you can see the process. You know, Genesis chapter 1, how was light created? How was it created? I was feeling that God was just standing. Let there be light. And there was light. I see. But what about man? The project started seeing the Genesis chapter 1. We are in Genesis chapter 2. We were creating, made first, now formed in the dust of the ground, breathed into it. It looks like a whole project for man to be created. And then I jump, look at verse 7, and I jump to verse 15 because of the time. And it said, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden. Okay, so just to bring the picture of how man was created, how God intentionally created man, the whole work and process and project. That's all you said. I'm still talking about creation, but this is how it was created. And we know the story how happened, right? Everything was given to Adam, name all the animals, have dominion and have power, right? But we know how that thing was sold out to Satan. We know that. And that's where we lost everything, right? So that's just a bridge. Next one. Okay, so now let's look at other scriptures. We have many scriptures. Just give some snaps about, you know, creation, as I gave, and the kind of a new creation. This is Jesus talking to Nicodemus. We know that verse very well, that scripture very well. John chapter 3. Nicodemus, a pastor, a tongue-talking believer, grew up in the church, right? But still having questions, right? So, coming to Jesus and asking questions. So, let's read the conversation they had. So, Jesus answered him and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, or unto thee, this is King James Version, except, I wanted to highlight that as red, except, we have many philosophies around there. That's why the Christianity that I have, I'm fully convinced about it. I can give my head to it to be cut for it. Yeah. If you are not convinced about it, then it's not Christianity. It's something else. It's completely something else. Except, I'm giving the verses though that you can go back and read it. Read it in other versions and see. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, except a man be born again. So now he's talking about born again, or created again, or born again. Verse 4, he said, Nicodemus said unto him, look at a big guy. Look at that. You might think, oh, this is a basic question that he's asking. And he said, how can a man be born when he's already old? How is he going to enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again? It's a legitimate, don't laugh at Nicodemus. It's a legitimate question the guy is asking. It's a very legitimate question the guy is asking. And Jesus answered him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except, here I made it, except again. This is where I made it in red. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Except. So there is a need of being born again. Jesus is emphasizing. Except a man has a second creation, a recreation, a new creation, he cannot be alive. He cannot see God again. That's what he's saying. Except a man has a second life, he cannot see God. So, born and born again, created and created again, before you can have life, before you can see life. Amen. To me, I'm looking at, it's like a formula or an equation. I have another formula, but this one looks like a formula. It's like death and life. One of them must happen twice. Life and death. One of them must happen twice. That's how I'm understanding. So if life and life again, then one death, you die only once. But if one life, only one born, and you are not born again, you die and die again. So one life, then automatically two deaths. You die and you will not see God again. So those two things, one of them has happened twice. Must happen twice. Amen. Next one. We are still talking about the new creation. So this is, we will not have time into this, but this is a Paul's argument about the resurrection. About the resurrection. This Paul's argument. That we have heard all the philosophies. We didn't have time to read. Let me just jump to the ones that I highlighted yellow. The verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verse 4. He said that, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. That's what we are, that's Christmas that we are, Easter that we are saying again and again. Verse 14 now, he said, and if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is also in vain. We would have rather, let's go and join a football club. All that we are doing here, celebrating Christmas in China, amazingly today, because of the risen Christ. If indeed he wasn't right, then everything that we are doing and we have been doing will be a waste. Therefore, we believe, we are here because we believe he's risen. It's indeed risen. That's why we are here. Verse 17, and if Christ not risen, your faith is in vain, and you yet, you are still in your sin. Verse 18 said, then they also which are fallen before us in Christ are perished. If in his life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. So our Christianity is just about the risen Christ. That's all about it. Christianity is about the risen Christ. So let that conviction be you. If you want to go back to scripture, go back to scripture. That is our foundation. Next one, please. That's all that we do because of the risen Christ. Amen. I'm back again with my the theme scripture, the sermon scripture, Galatians. So here I want to bring in other emphasis. Yeah, let me say it. Second Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. They say, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. But the life I now live in the body, I live it by faith in the Son of Man, who loved me and gave his life for me. So I used to have a life that was crucified, right? That was crucified with Christ, and from there, now I have a new life. Now I can have a new life. To me, many times we sing songs in church and we say, now I've changed, you know, it's a changed life. That's also true, but I believe that fundamentally it should be an exchanged life. It's an exchanged life. It's Christ who exchanged his life with mine. It's like two identical twins. Anytime I come here, my mouth gets dry. I don't know why. Amen. So it looks like two identical twins. One went to commit a very terrible crime and he was about to be killed. And he ran home and said, and he asked him, what happened? He couldn't say it. And after a long time, he said, the police are after me. They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me. And the brother, the first one is called what? I'm just looking for a name. One is called A. I think that would be a simple one. One is called A. One twin brother is called A. The other twin brother is called B. Right? It's called B. So A committed the crime and came home, and the police were really. And the B said, "Do you know what? We are identical. We are the same. Don't worry. I'll give my life for you." The A said, "No, you can't do that." He said, "No, I don't, because it's for many other reasons." So B goes out and gave himself out and was arrested. What this scripture is meaning is that A can never. So B goes out in the name of A. They say, "What is your name?" He said, "I am A." A can never say again that he is A. Now, when he goes out and asks, "What is your name?" What he is supposed to say? He said, "He is B." And now his identity has changed to B. Should he make a mistake one day? Maybe in a place like this. And they say, "Hey, raise your hand." And he raises your hand, his hand. He's condemned. Now his full identity is B. His name is B. His behavior is B. His group of friends is B's group of friends. That's what Jesus Christ did for us. Now our life must be like the life of Jesus Christ. Everything we do now must be like Jesus Christ. This is where the point is. Of course, the A life, sometimes we want to be, but you have to remember and say, "No, I'm no more A. I'm B." Constantly. That's why it's a work in progress. That's why it's a constant work in progress. Next one, please. That's why it's a perpetual work in progress. Hallelujah. So, he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again to exchange, to give me that new life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. He says, "For the love of Christ constrains us." Look at that. "Because we judge, and we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead." A and B. 15, he said, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves." They no longer have to live like A, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now, the life that we live must be the life of Christ. Of course, we are learning. Somebody said, "Yeah, we are learning." That means that we are becoming. That means that we are transforming. That means that we are changing, or we are exchanging into the new life. "Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation." That's my emphasis. He is a new creature. "All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." All things have passed away. All things have become new. All things have passed away. All things are gone away, are washed away. Now, there is something new. There is a new me. There should be a new me. That's the emphasis. That's what I say from the beginning. That is the emphasis. That is the emphasis. Amen. Midatin, can you go back? Go back to the conversation with Nicodemus. Yeah. Let's read the verse 6, the last verse. It said, that which was born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So here, Jesus is showing us where the transformation is. It's not like what Nicodemus was saying, that the new life that I'm talking about is not going back to your mother's womb and coming back. No. But there must be a spiritual birth. That is where the change is. That is where the change comes from. That what a flesh is, flesh is going to be flesh. Somebody asked the other day, what about an educated flesh? An educated flesh is an educated flesh. What about a rich flesh? A rich flesh will be a rich flesh. But what about a donor flesh? A donor flesh will be a donor flesh. So there must be a spiritual birth, a spiritual giving birth. And that's where the transformation is. Amen. I want to pause here and give some gifts. Amen. Like dad always does. Amen. Can I have 5 people? Please, 5 people, just come. Quickly. Stay here. If you have it, stay here. No problem. Come. No, I mean, come. No problem. Stay here. Don't go away. I have enough. Now, me come. I could have given to everybody. Come. But there's a reason why I didn't give to everybody. Amen. Maybe somebody wants to give them a mic for me. I want to question them. Somebody should speak there. Oh, just a simple one. What do you have in your hand? Somebody says something that looks like, yeah. Yeah, it's a charity, you can tell us. Yeah, just a short one. Just let's. Yeah. Let's go. What do you have in your hand? Say, just quickly. Oh, money, but there is a bad. So, Cheri, what do you think?
Something that looks like money.
What do you think? Why are you saying that you are saying money, but you are putting a caveat? Why are you not saying money? What is wrong? What is the problem? Why can't you spend it? Oh, somebody's talking about standardization. Look at the size. Money or no money?
Money.
Size. What about the color? Money or no money?
Money.
Money. What about the what? The printing? Money or no money? What is the problem? Somebody say it's fake.
It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. What is born of flesh can only be flesh. It can be painted flesh. It can be whatever flesh. It's flesh. Amen. It's flesh. But the problem here is that this paper, the same paper, money that we have is not paper. Paper, money is not iron. It's paper. What do you think about this one? Okay, give it to the touch. Touch it, lesson. What's the difference?
The quality, the texture.
Is it the quality? Is it the texture? I'm still on verse. I'm on my verse 60, verse 6. What is the difference? What's the problem? What's the difference?
The originality of one.
One is original, one is not original.
Yes.
Oh, he's talking about the texture.
And it's also acceptable.
Why is he acceptable? Why is he acceptable? As for this kind, please, can you give me to me? Yeah. Give it to me. I'll tell you why. Please, yeah, have your seat, please. Thank you. Put your hands together for them. Amen. Amen. We are trying to look for how to say it, but we can't say it. I bought this on how do you call it? Pindodo. I bought this on Pindodo. I bought it at 5. I don't know how many. Is it 100? Is it 5 yen? I bought it at 5 yen. We can have many types of this. As for the fake, we will have many. Other people can have other fake. They can print it with ever paper. But this one, the what we are trying to say is that it didn't go through the spiritual birth. There is only one. There is only one way that this can come out, that it can be used. There is no other way. There is no other. Somebody was trying to look for a way of standardization or something or something. There is only one process to pass from life, from flesh to spirit. Only one in any currency. The reason why I didn't call everybody or I didn't give this one out, I can give it out to prove the resurrection, to prove the new birth, the real breath. Do you believe that I can give this out? That we don't have trouble tomorrow? Are you sure that I can test the resurrected, the new me, the new me in us? I'm talking about HICF here. Hear God. I'm not talking about anything imaginary. Are you sure we can test that? That we will not hear about arrest tomorrow? That is the new life we are talking about. That is the true life we are talking about. That is the real life that we are talking about. Otherwise, Easter is a complete waste. We should be able to know to yourself what I used to do, what I used to be. I'm no more. If that is not very clear, then there is a question. Many, many slides ahead, media team. Yeah. And when we say that Christ rose, I'm trying to close. Christ rose so that we have eternal life. Many times we just say it like that. We are talking about a new creation. And Christ died and rose again so that we can live and have eternal life with Christ. I found something in scripture. To me, is it clear? I made it yellow. I don't think it's clear. I think this is the formula. Passing from flesh to spirit, passing from life to eternal life in Christ. Let's read and see. Romans chapter 6. I was shocked after looking at it. I looked at it again. You can check it and see. Romans chapter 6, verse 19. You think that it's I'm faking this. It says, I'm using an example from everyday life. Maybe make it white. Thank you. Yeah, good. I'm using an example from everyday life because of your human limitation. This is scripture. I didn't change it. So let's use our daily life to explain or to show or to demonstrate how the resurrection of Jesus Christ take us from death and give us eternal life. The second line, he said, just as you used to offer yourself as slaves to impurity and to ever increasing wickedness, so now offer yourself as slave to righteousness, leading to holiness. Right? Verse 22. But now that you have been set free from the sin and have become slaves to God, then the benefits you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. That's how the death of Christ translates us into eternal life. That's why the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us a new life, gives us a new creation, gives us a new birth, that you, in the new birth, you become exemplary. Here he said, holy, acceptable to God, that leads us to eternal life. I don't think there is any other way. Many years ago, I lost my uncle. I'm trying my best not to, these are not to mention any denomination, but when the coffin was there, there were some women who were singing in church. So they sing the song. I'm trying my best. But I just have to tell you, they were singing a song about Mother Mary. That when you die over there, he will come and the women will come and embrace you, and they will embrace the coffin, and they will go and I didn't see that in scripture. I did not see that in scripture. I did not see it in scripture. The Easter, the resurrection that we are talking about, is the new life, is the transformed life, that we are not just traditional and denominational Christians or Christianity. A true changed new life. Otherwise, what he did on the cross would have been a waste. The biggest waste ever that have ever happened to my kind. That we who are in Christ, we who call ourselves Christians, I even want thinking to this would be a great opportunity. Somebody who has not given his life to Christ, to give him the opportunity. To give him life to Christ, to transform from flesh to spirit. I think we have some time, we can do that. But I also want to add it together with something. Next slide, please. Look at what is happening here. And I title it, God Against Falling Away. God Against Falling Away. Some, look at what Paul is saying again to the Hebrews over there. Therefore, living in principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into perfection. Is a continuous walk. Thank you for the Easter of yesterday, but we have to come again to hear the word of God, to build on, to continue. Not laying again the foundation of the repentance from the dead works, not falling back into the old sins and of faith towards God. And this will do if God permits. Okay, but we'll still preach. Give your life to Christ. Is there anybody here who wants to give his life to Christ? We'll do that again, as he's saying, verse 4. And I'm coming to an end. My message is okay. But for it is impossible, I made it red, for those who were once enlightened and have tasted in the heavenly gifts, I tasted the heavenly gift, and were made partakers to the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good work of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. Some have fallen away, and Paul is saying that it will be difficult to restore them. That's what I'm saying. I want to give opportunity to someone who is feeling, you know yourself, how you came to the Spirit, how you came to life in Christ. You look at yourself now, you feel that there is a falling away. You are feeling like there is a kind of drifting away. I want to give you the opportunity. Restore it now. That's Easter that we are celebrating. So that we don't wait until there is a total drifting away. Those who have tasted of the goodness of God, how difficult it is. I want to give you that opportunity. I think I will just be here shouting. If I don't do that, all this message will be a waste. All the risen Christ will be a waste. All the resurrection will be a waste. It's for somebody to come back to the Lord. Don't leave until you completely drift away. Don't wait until you totally drift away. You want to pray? You want to bow down our heads and pray? I still want to give that opportunity, but think about it in your heart as you pray. I think the church is put together for that reason, to help a brother, to help a sister who is drifting away. Can we bow down as we pray? If you are here and this is your first time, you have not given your life to Christ, I want to give you the opportunity. You can lift up your hands above your head, your right hand above your head. If you are here, you feel that you are drifting away, we want to pray with you. We want to lift that hand right above your head. Oh, Jesus said that if you deny me today, I'll also deny you. Don't listen to the devil who say, don't raise your hand, but you know yourself. Yeah, you know yourself clearly. You don't want to drift away completely. You don't want to drift away completely. Talk to God, not me. Don't look at me at all. No, it's not me. As we are all praying, it's not me. Just for the purpose of following up, as you said, keep your hands up. The ashes are going to give you some slate so that you give us some details so that we just follow up on you. Maybe you want to be part of our cell groups. Don't wait until you completely drift away. This is a great, great, great opportunity. This is about celebrating. Otherwise, there is no other celebration. There is no celebration. Ashes are going to give you that slate. You feel it. We'll follow up on you. I will just help you, pray with you, encourage you. Can we pray for them? Pray for our brothers who are about to drift away. Our brothers and sisters. Some situations of life is pulling them away. Condition, I'm not saying it's been tough. It's a tough world. You know, you have tasted of the goodness of the Lord. Yes, but things of this life are draining you. Don't wait until you completely drift away. Don't wait until you completely drift away. You know how you used to be on fire for the Lord. We want to give you that opportunity. If you can raise your hand. And just for that purpose. Father, we thank you for these ones. Who are saying yes again. Who said they want to go come after you again. Who said, take our life again anew. I don't want to drift away. I don't want to drift away. I don't want to drift away to that darkness. I don't want to drift away to that sin. You can come to church and waste and drift away completely. Give me a new life. Give me a new beginning. Through the resurrection, give me a new beginning. Celebration to be a complete useless celebration. But those celebrating the risen Christ in me should be for the new believers, the new creation who have saved from damnation the second day, who have given themselves a life again. He's risen, the last one. is risen indeed. And all of us, let's pray. Use this time, worship team. It's a recommitment. Recommitment to all of us. Recommitment to all of us. It's a from glory to glory. Thank you for yesterday. We bless you. But I want to be better. I want to do better. I want to know you more. I want to understand the reason Christ more and more and more and more.